Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Shkalam daf Chavtes, and we are on Chav Ches Amid Beis as we continue here in the fourth parak of Mesechta Shkalam. And we were discussing the Mosar, what the extra leftover remainder of certain collections were used for, and that we spoke about Mosar Peros, where we had a Machlokas, if you remember, a Machlokas Tanaim, a few days in the Mishnah, on Chav Vav Mabez, Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. So let's remember, because we're going to talk about both of these elements. Chav Vav Mabez, we had a Machlokas Rabbi Shaul Rabbi Akiva about whether if there is leftovers in the Shiar Elishka of, from the collection that was never taken by the Truma. There was leftover, so there's Moser. So what do you use that for? So Rabbi Shaul says it's great. You know, the Beis HaMikdash should buy oil and wine and flour and sell it for a profit and make some money for Hektish. And Rabbi Akiva said, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't take any chances. Either we said fundamentally, Einanias Malkam Ashiris, or later on it seemed to say just that you're nervous about losing. So that's what Rabbi Akiva would allow you if you have a ribbis type of arrangement of basically this would never lose. He would only win. Okay, but fundamentally, Rabbi Shmuel says you're allowed to do business, and Rabbi Akiva says you can't. And then we had a machlokes about some of the other remainders, Moser Peros and Moser Nesachim. Rabbi Shmuel brought up a Moser Peros, which we said that was used for Ketz HaMizbeach. That was used for during the summer when the Beis HaMikdash is a little bit quiet. So you buy Olos with that. So he's the only one. Rabbi Shmuel mentions Moser Peros. And the next two shitas in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Hananya, said, no. Zevezel lohi amodim peros. They did not agree with Peros. We don't know what that means yet. Let's just remember those two parts of the Mishnah. Again, part one was on Chav Vav Mabez, where we have a Machlokas Rabbi Shaul Rabbi Akiva about whether you do business with leftover monies. And the next part of the Mishnah had a Machlokas about a couple of other leftovers of Mosar. And Rabbi Shmuel mentioned this Mosar Peros, which we don't know what it is yet. And the other two, the Mishnah says that the other two opinions don't hold of it. Don't hold of Peros. So we don't exactly know what that means. So let's see what it means right now. So we're on Chav Ches Amud Beis. So on Chav Ches Amud Beis, we had a Machlokas, Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan. The Machlokas was, what does Moser Peros mean? When Rabbi Shmuel said back in the Mishnah that Moser Peros, leftover Peros, is used for Ketz HaMizbeach, what does that mean? So Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef says, Moser Peros is exactly connected to the previous part of the Mishnah, like we were just talking about. Why does Rabbi Shmuel talk about Moser Peros? Moser Peros means profit that you made by selling, taking money and selling, buying wine and oil and flour and making a little profit for the Beis HaMikdash. That's Moser Peros. What do you use that for? That's why Rabbi Shmuel says Moser Peros is Schar LaHektish and Moser Nesachim, leftover when you have an agreement for the wine libations at the beginning of the year. There's some leftovers. So you use that. That's called, referred to the Sar Revius. That's what we said at the end of the previous year. Sar Revius means, based on a Mishnah later on, that the Gizbar makes a deal with a supplier at the beginning of the year, and Hektish always wins. If we agree on a price and then the price goes down, you got to supply more for the Beis HaMikdash. And if the price goes up, you still got to supply the same amount. Hektish never loses. Right, that's called the Sa'a Revius. If I made a deal to get 3 Sa'a, and then the price goes down, you gotta give me 4 Sa'a now. That's why I supply for the Beis HaMikdash. So now so Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef said that Moser Peros meant Schar LaHektish, meaning referred to what the Rabbi Shmuel allowed, and Moser Nesachim meant Sa'a Revius. And Rabbi Yochanan said, no, Moser Peros is referring to the Sa'a Revius. As we just explained, and Moser Nesachim is Leberutzin, because the people who always supplied flour always gave a little extra. The overflow, the flour, a heaping type of above the cup, and that's what's referred to the Moser Nesachim was referred to the Beirutzin. Okay, so now with that background, if you remember, Al Daite, we're up to Al Daite, about 5 lines up from the bottom. So the Gemara says a couple of lines up from the bottom. Al daite Reb Chiya bar Yosef nicha. I understand according to Reb Chiya bar Yosef's pshat of the Mishnah. Again, the pshat. What does Moser Peros mean? What does Moser Nesachim mean? So Reb Chiya bar Yosef, I understand why his Moser Peros. What did that refer to? That was referring to the leftovers, the profit that was made. Because Reb Shmuel says you're allowed to make profit. So Moser Peros is referring to that part of the Mishnah. So nicha ein mistakrin mishal hektish aflo mishal aniyim. I understand why the other opinions reject Rabbi Yishmael. When the Mishnah later on says that the last two opinions don't agree with Rabbi Yishmael, I know exactly what they don't agree with. They don't agree that there is such a fund because you're not allowed to sell and do business with hektish money, right? That, because they say later on, Rabbi Kiva says, so I exactly know what that Mishnah, that line in the Mishnah later on that says, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Chanina, whatever the other shita was, they don't agree with Rabbi Yishmael because they don't agree that there is such a thing as Moser Peiros. Because you don't take extra money of the Shiur Elishka and buy wine and oil and flour and sell it for a profit. You don't do that. So there is no Moser Peiros. I understand what the Mishnah is talking about. But I'll die to Rabbi Yochanan. But according to Rabbi Yochanan's pshat of the Mishnah, Kasha, there's a problem here. Because what is Rabbi Yochanan's pshat of the Mishnah? Right? Moser Peiros means this Sar Ravias. Everybody agrees to that. That's what I just mentioned. The Mishnah later on says, if the supplier says he's going to give three and the price goes down, he's got to give four. Everybody agrees to that. So he asked the Gemara, Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah later on, Amdu Mishalo, she's stopping me arba. If now the price went up and now it's only three, you still got to give four. So Vitaninan, Vizevizeloim of the Paris. What does our Mishnah mean? That the second and third Shita in our Mishnah doesn't agree to Paris. If Moser Paris means the Sa'aravias, but that's the halacha that everybody agrees to. So what does the Mishnah mean? So the Gemara answers, no, you don't understand what the Mishnah means. When it says lo hayamad beperos, it doesn't mean they don't agree that there is such a fund. It means, of course, we agree to saravias. They argue about what that's supposed to be used for. Right, that's the machlokes in the Mishnah. Lo hayamad beperos bekayis lamizbeach. They don't think that the moser peros, which according to this tribe means the saravias, that shouldn't be used in the summer when the mizbeach is batel in order to give extra olos. The case of mizbeach av amodim ayabu klisharis. But they argue that it should be used for klisharis to buy extra bowls and spoons and whatever one needs for the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so two pshatim. What does it mean? Lo hayomod meperos in the Mishnah. Either they don't agree at all with that concept that there is a moser peros, or it means that they don't agree with what it should be used for. Those are the two ways, depending on Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef. Okay, we're up to Ad Kadun. So the Mishnah said earlier on the last daf that the Beirutzin. What are the Beirutzin? Right, somebody's supplying flour for the Beis HaMikdash, and they always give heaping, right, above the line. They always give heaping. So those extra stuff is included. The Beirutzin is included in the Moser Nesachim, which eventually is used to buy klisharis. It's used to buy public items. So it says the Gemara, Ad kudun Beirutzin Tzibur. I understand the extra flour that was supposed to be designated for a carbon Tzibur, like the Nesachim, of a carbon tzibur. So I understand that was all tzibur throughout. It was supposed to be flour of a tzibur, and then it's used to buy tzibur stuff. Do we say that these overflow, the heaping, you could even use the heaping leftovers from a carbon mincha of a yachid? But doesn't that run into problems? But then you're going to end up be using private funds for a klisharis, which has to be used by all of Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara says, no, like we had earlier. We trust that people are able to have that type of das. That even if it's something private, no, they could have that das. Kada detani, isha, sha'asas, ksonas, labana. We had this earlier. A woman who has a son who's a Kohen Gadol, and she wants to make him one of his special clothings that he wears. Srichalim shel tzibur, she has to give it over to the tzibur. As long as she does that, it works, it's okay. Right? That we had that earlier, if you remember the machlokes and the Mishnah about the shomer chinam, that even if it's a shomer chinam not being paid to guard the fields for the omer, we still trust that if they would pick it up and it could be theirs, they're going to be mocking it totally with full gemiras das to the Beis HaMikdash to be used for the carbon tzibur. So that's okay. That's okay. But the Gemara seems to paskin here, as the Rambam quotes it also, that you could have a private person making the big day kahuna. But we assume that it was given over to the Kohen and the Beis HaMikdash to be a full. The big day kahuna of a Kohen Gadol were replaced each year. Right? It says, V'hinicham sham malameh shetuni geniza. Right? The regular begandim of a Kohen Hedyo, that can be used until they get worn out. Once they get worn out, they're not used. But the big day of the Kohen Gadol, some of them were put away. The Rambam describes that in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash. We've noted in the past that the Rambam quotes a separate mitzvah for the mitzvah Big Day Kahuna. Right? The Ramban is upset about this. The Ramban says, what do you mean? Wearing the big dick kahuna, that's just part of the avoda. That's a detail in the avoda sakarbana. So you don't count that as a separate mitzvah, but the mitzvah, the Rambam in mitzvah sase lamed gimel has a separate mitzvah to wear the big dick kahuna. Shenitztavu ha-kohanim lilbosh begadim miyuchadim lechavod lesefaris. The kohanim are commanded to wear special begadim, which are for their glory. Va'az yavdu ba-mikdash. V'u'amr yis'alav yasisa b'gdiklash l'aron achicha l'chavad l'savaris. So even though the pasuk says, you shall make, the pasuk is that the mitzvahs they're going to wear. Va'az b'anav takriv hil bashtam kutanos. And here are the big day kahuna. The Rambam quotes both. I think there's a Rav Sadia Gaon. I think again, it's very hard to know Rav Sadia Gaon because he wrote a poem about the 613 mitzvahs. And Rav Yerucha Fishel Perlau, one of the great achronim, from 100 years ago, he wrote a 3-volume mammoth work on the Sefer Mitzvah of Sadia Gaon. It's only like 3 pages. But like now Rav Yochum Fishel has 700 pages because he's medayik, and he uses that as a springboard, medayik with every poem, with every line of the poem. Oh, what is Rav Sadia Gaon hold? Is he holding it's 1 mitzvah? It's 2 mitzvahs? What's he holding in the mitzvahs? So he seems to mention in the poem, Cohen, Big Day Cohen, Gadol, and Big Day Cohen, Hedyot, as separate lines in the poem, which Rav Yochum Fishel assumes, oh, he's counting 2 separate mitzvahs. Big Day Cohen, Hedyot, and Big Day Cohen, Gadol. And if that's true, that's fascinating. Because Big Day Kohen is Big Day Kahuna. The Big Day Kohen Hedyot might have a different aspect of a Zvachim, different essence to, than the Big Day Kohen Kohen Hedyot. But the Rambam continues here. If the Kohen serves with less than the begadim that he's supposed to have, obioter or extra avodah subsula, then it's avodah subsula v'chayvim zeh misiv deshamayim v'chulu. So the Rambam counts as separate mitzvahs. Mitzvah Lamed Gimel of wearing the big tekahuna. And as I said, the Ramban is upset about this. The Ramban says here, no, aval kulan chalakim michelke ho avoda. Hamitzvah, hamitzuva mimeni yisbarach v'yaman amaramboyim. The Kfaran is bar she'im monim chalke hamitzvah. The Ramban agrees that you don't count chalke hamitzvahs. So why should the Ramban, we count this separately? Says the Leif Sameach. That's one of the classic commentaries on the Ramban right here. Vani omer emes. She'im you're right. It's part of the details of the avoda. And if you don't wear the begadim, the avoda is pasul. Avalo bishvil kach him chelek mimena. It still has its own significance. Va'kasev yochiach shelo tala asiyas habegadim ba. After all, when the Torah mentions to wear the begadim, it doesn't say anything about the avoda. Wear the begadim for what? L'kavod l'safaris. Doesn't say to do the avoda. Right, avalam lekavod safaris klamar kadesh yeh behem mechubad umefuar mibein shar ha'am. What the way the achronim explain this is that are the begadim a din in the avoda or a din in the kohen? If it's din in the avoda, then the Ramban's right. It's just a detail in the avoda hakarbanus. But if it's a din in the kohen, meaning these begadim make the kohen a kohen. Right, remember the lashon in Zvachim Yudayin bizvan shebigdeim aleihem kuhunasam aleihem. Ain't big damn alayim, ain't kunasam alayim. They're not a kohen. So maybe there's a separate significance to wearing the begadim separate from the avod itself. There's a machlokas Ramam Raivin. I'm not going to quote it. The Ramam Raivin, the last halacha in Hilchas Kelayim. The Ramam Raivin have a machlokas. Some of the big day kahuna were shatnis daraisa. So you're allowed to wear it because it's asi dochalos say. What about shalo bizman ha'avoda? Shalo bizman ha'avoda. Do you have to the kohen take it off the second and finish the avoda, or do you say no? Machlokas Rambam Ravid, last halacha in Hilchas Kelayim. It's also elsewhere. So again, that might be part of it. If it's just a din in the avoda, you got to take it off the second it's over. But if it's a part of the din of making the kohen a kohen, maybe there's a little more flexibility. There's significance to every one of the begadim, right? We say also, again, it's we don't have time to go into all of this. We say the 4 big day kahuna of the kohen hadyot and the 8 big day kahuna of the kohen gadol. Why do we say that? There's only 4 extra ones of the kohen gadol. 4 of them are exactly the same thing as the kohen hadyot. But we call them the 4 of this and the 8 of that. It should be the 4 of this and the extra 4 of this. It's as if the 4 that the Kohen Gadol shares with the Kohen Hedyot, even those have additional significance. Because, you know, what's the Kohen Gadol is to make him a Kohen Gadol and to make him a Kohen Hedyot. Which relates to another, all these are amazing sugis we could have shear on. Is the Kohen Gadol just a super Kohen Hedyot? Or is he qualitatively... He's not a Kohen Hedyot plus. He's a Kohen Gadol, right? The Ma'anaf Kamina. Does he have to bring a Minchas Chinuch on the first day he becomes a Kohen Gadol? because, you know, the Kohen Hedyot has to bring, every Kohen Hedyot that does the Avod, the first day has to bring a Minchas Chinuch. So the Kohen Gadol, does he have to bring a Minchas Chinuch on the day that he is becomes a Kohen Gadol? The Kohen Gadol has to bring a Minchas Chinuch every day. We mentioned that. But does he have to bring an extra one on the day that he becomes? The Gemara Menaches has, if I remember, has a Nibaya. What if a Kohen, he's an unbeliever, when he turns 13 years old, he is the Gaon Olam, he's an amazing tzaddik. They want to make him the Kohen Gadol the first day he does the Avoda as a Kohen. He's going to skip the Kohen Hedyot stage. He's going to go straight to become a Kohen Gadol. How many Karben Minchas Chinuch does he bring that day? Right, he has a Minchas Chinuch to be a Kohen Hedyot, and a Minchas Chinuch for becoming the Kohen Gadol, or that no, is he just a super Kohen? So that Ar Sameach explains that Ibaya about this issue, about do we say that a Kohen Gadol is a super Kohen Hedyot, or no, he's a totally different quality, and that might relate to the Begadim of the Kohen Hedyot Kohen Gadol. Also, the Rav Sadia Gaon that counts it twice. There's a lot more here, but let's continue. Says, again, whenever these come up, we have to make it our business to mention, because there's no Yerushalmi on Seder Kachim. Alas, even though there was a fake 100 years ago, but it was caught by the Achronim, and we don't have Yerushalmi. Okay, so we continue. So what did the Gemara just say? That even if you have these overflow of givings and supplies to the Kohen, to the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to use the Beirutzin, the overflow, could be used to buy Kli Sha'aris. You could sell and buy Kli Sha'aris. So says the Gemara, Ad Kadun Beirutzi Lach. I understand that the liquid overflow is okay. Sometimes one can have that, even though it's a little harder. Sometimes you can have, let's say, a drink, a liquid in a cup, and the liquid could be even above the rim of the top because of its, the static connection of the liquid holding, surface tension of holding it together. Even above. So, but the Gemara says, I understand that would have Kedusha. But fully Beirutza Yavesh, even the Beirutzim of Yavesh, what's the difference between Lach and Yavesh? They're both above the rim of the top of the Kli Sha'aris. So what's the difference whether it becomes Kadosh or not? So the Gemara Menaches has two days. Gemara Menaches has two days in, on Daf Sadi, Amud Aleph. 2 days. Why would you be Mechalik between Lach and Yavesh and the Hava Amina? We're gonna say there's no difference. But why would he be mechalik? So the Gemara Menaches Daf Tzadi says, well, number one, well, when you pour liquid in to a cup, it's constantly replacing each other, each spot. So even the part of the liquid that was on top, you can assume it was within the confines of the Kli Sha'aris beforehand, because it's always constantly replacing itself by the liquid. So maybe that's why liquid is more obvious to say that it's kadosh because it was in the Kli Sha'aris rather than if I just pour like flour into a cup, what's on top is on top and it was never inside the rim. Number one. Number two, it could be that the Gemara says that they used to use different cups or different kalim in the Beis HaMikdash for dry or wet measures. So the wet ones, maybe they were makadesh, the inside and the outside, but the dry, they weren't makadesh, the outside. So, 2 days there in the Menachas Daf Tzadi, why you would have been mechalik, but the Gemara here says no. So, afi the Berutzei Yavesh, what about the dry measures? The Gemara says, kihi de tanina taman, like we learned there in the Mishnah in Menachas. Hanesachim shekei shebekli, v'nimtzaz avek pasol. What if you have Nesachim? You put the Nesachim, again, the Nesachim are the flour and the oil, the different, the wine, into the Kli, and then the Zevach became Pasul. So what do you do with these Nesachim? Im Yisham Zevach Acher, if there's another Karban that you could just give these Nesachim to the other Karban, you could be most, so give it to the other Karban. Vim Lav, you Pasul Belina. And if not, it's Nifsal Belina. What's the Raya? So, different deus, different opposite pshatim of this line. We'll go with the Karban Eidus pshat. You see from here, it says, Shekidshu Bekli. So you see everything that was Niskadesh Bekli, if it was Niskadesh in a Kli, then it would be Kadosh. But if it wasn't Niskadesh Bekli, it wouldn't be Kadosh. So therefore, look at the Karban Eida, how he learns this line, second Y line. Shaminan Mihas, Dim Lo Niskadesh Bekli, Enem Akudesh, Elem Kain, Im Kain, Huat Din Beirutze Yavesh, Enem Kadoshim. He reads the Gemara as saying, and therefore, the dry was never inside the Kli, like that the day in Menachas, and therefore it wouldn't be Kadosh. The Ras Yolio thinks the Rai is just the opposite, but we'll leave that for now. Okay, next Mishnah. Mosar Haktores. The Karban Eidah here describes, based on the Gemara elsewhere, and all the other Mefarshim also, there is always leftover Ktores at the end of the year. Right, there's special Ktores that, right, you, the, They supply all of the 11 spices that are used for the ketores, and you make the ketores, and there's always extra. Why is there always extra? Because if you look in the Karban Eda, he explains, she'en l'chashana she'en b'mosar, she'ketores ha'isa shin sa'macheh manim. They always got 368 portions. 368 portions of ketores. So 368, so 365 are the number, the days of the solar year. Shemehem Machnas Kohen Gadol Malis. So you have three left, right? 368 is the total. 365. Out of those three left, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur sticks his hand in, right, to get for the Mali Chafnav, the handfuls, the fistfuls for Yom Kippur. So there's somewhere less than three mana left. And that's if there's 365. If it's not a Shana Mubarak, it's only 354 number of days in the Hebrew calendar. So you have a lot of ketores left. So after every couple of years, you basically wouldn't even have to, like, you have 11 mana every year left over from the ketores. So the problem is it's last year's ketores, so you can't use it. But you have the ketores there if you could figure out a way to buy it from this year's shkalim. But you have, over the years, you get a lot of ketores left over. So that's how we describe. So loy and chazim kulam b'chafnav, vo b'kol shana pshuta. So you have a lot of ketores left. So the question is, you have a lot of ketores left from the previous years, but as we know, you could only use the ketores that was bought with this year's money. So you have to do a couple of pidyons, a couple of deconsecrations and consecrations. So how did you do that? So that's the Mishnah right here. So Moser ketores, ma yosimba, what did they do with it? So this is how they made the ketores, which has kedusha. You have to somehow get it the kedusha of this year's shkalim. So this is what you do. Mafrishin mi mena schar ha'umnin. There are some workers that you have to pay. So what do? You get the amount of the moser ketores. The amount that is, you separate that amount of money. Mafrishin mi mena schar ha'umnin. You get money. You get money that you're going to use. Umachalin osam os umnin. And then you machalal. You deconsecrate the ketores, the kadosh ketores you have now. You take that kedusha and you switch it onto the money. You get some money that's equal to the moser ketores, and then you take the ketores and you deconsecrate it onto the money. So now the money has kedusha, and the ketores does not have kedusha. The ketores is chulin. And then what do? You take that ketores and you give it to the workers as payment for their service. But also salubin bischaran. So now the workers have this chulin ketores. And what do? You just buy it with a new shkalim. Beautiful. Then you give the new shkalim to the workers. And again, the kedusha switches. The shkalim that you're giving to the workers becomes chulin. And the ketores that's going to the Beis HaMikdash gets the kedusha that was just on the, on the money. Beautiful. And the Gemara says, Vimba chadash bizman alochan asam yishuv chadasha. As long as the shkalim came in time, then you use the new shkalim to buy this ketores back. The Mishnah just adds that if, I don't know, there was the snail mail didn't work that year and there's no shkalim to buy with, okay, you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice, so you use od shkalim. But that's the how you, again, get the ketores. You have ketores and a kedusha. So what do? You get money and you switch the ketores, the kedusha of ketores, onto money in the Beis HaMikdash. So now that money is kedusha, which we don't know what you're going to use that with yet. The Gemara is going to say, the ketores is chulin. You give the chulin, to give the ketores chulin to the workers, and then you buy it back with a new shkalim. That's how you get ketores with the new. So says the Gemara, the original money that you started off with, was that based on Mikdash money? Did that already have kedusha? Because if that already had kedusha, and you're trying to switch the kedusha of the ketores onto that, you can't. Because remember, by whenever you deconsecrate, you have to have something with kedusha and something without kedusha. And then you can switch it. Right, like by Maaser Sheni, you have Maaser Sheni fruit, you switch that onto chulin money, and you switch the kedusha onto, it's like empty of kedusha. So here's the Gemara asks, v'lo nimsa ha-hektish meschal al-hektish? But the havamina is that you're taking hektish money, and you're switching the kedusha of ketores onto hektish money? That doesn't work. You can't switch hektish onto hektish. So Gemara says, you're right, no. You take chulin money. You somehow get money that does not have kedusha of chulin, and that's what you're switching the ketores on. Meaning what? How do you get chulin money? The Beis HaMikdash all has, all the money is kadosh that belongs to the Gizbarim. So, Ketzer Uoseh. Amar Reb Shimon ben Karsana. There's another step before everything we said in the Mishnah. Mevi Mos Machalan ala Binyan. There are workers in the Beis HaMikdash that are working on the walls of Yerushalayim, on the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. There's, Kablanim, things break over time. So when they're working on, let's say, their stones, There's a principle. The Gemara in Me'ilah says it. The Karmen Eda quotes it. Bonin b'chol v'achar kach makdishin. Whenever you have a contractor working on like the walls, it doesn't have sanctity until afterwards. When they're, you don't want them to run into trouble with like cutting a little extra or leaning on it when they're working. So it's considered chulin until afterwards. While they're working on it, they're not makdish any of the stones that they're working with. So that's what you do. After they build, let's say they build one of the outer walls of the Harabayas, so that wall does not have kedusha. So you take kadosh money from the Beis HaMikdash, you give it to the workers, and at that second switch, the walls get kedusha, and the money is chulin. So that's the money that you use in step one. We're looking for chulin money to switch the kedusha of the Ktoros on. So that's what you do. Mevi ma'os, you take kadosh money. Umachalan ala binyan, and you switch it on the kedusha on the binyan. As, again, the Karben Eda quotes, the Gemara in Me'ilah. Bonin b'chol v'achaka b'akdishin. Umevi ktoros, umachalan alayan, and then you bring the ktoros, v'nosinosa lumanin bischaran. So, again, what are the steps? I start off with some hektish money. And I want to get this hektish money chulin. So what do? I go to the workers in the Beis HaMikdash, and after they finish their job, I pay them with this money. So I switch the kedusha, I should say, onto the, so now the walls have kedusha, and the money is chulin, and then I take the ktores, and then I switch the ktores onto that, and then I give the ktores to the workers, as their payment, and then I buy it back with the new shkalim. That's what I do. So the Gemara says, one more line. So that money that you switch the Kedusha from, right? And then you switch the Kedusha back onto, from the Ktoros onto the money. What do you use that money from? Because that money has last year's Kedusha, right? The Ktoros. When you switch the Ktoros onto money. The Kedusha Ktoros. So that money has last year's Kedusha. What do you use it for? So Rabbi Omer Ani, we've touched that on that, right? Rabbi's the only one that says Omer Ani. We had one other Tana earlier, but most of the time he's the only one that has that phrase. You give it to these two families. The Mishnah Yuma says they were experts in making the Ktoros and making the Lechem upon him. So you give it to them as money that they're owed from last year for making all the breads and making the Ktoros. That's what you use it to pay for. As long as they're owed from last year, because it's last year's money. One more line. As long as they're owed from the previous year, so you could give this money to them, because that's money with Kedusha of the previous year. Once we're talking about Ktoros, there is what if the Ktoros have halacha l'maisa to do with me? So there is a Ramah. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh lomar. Kuf lamed beis. Arachayim. V'yesh lomar pita maktores erev avokar acharat tefila. The Ramah says you should say pita maktores in davening every day after davening. V'yomrim tchila in kelokenu v'yomrim ashir shalvi homer om beis hamikdash shachris levad v'yesh kasvu lizoher lomrim pita maktores b'toch haksav v'lo balpe. Some say that you should say pita maktores from a klaf mishum, and also maybe not just from a klaf, but for, at least not by heart. Why mishum shaha amira bimkom hahaktara. Saying the Ktoros is like bringing the Ktoros. And what do we say? Shemi Yadalig, Echem Yisamamena. Well, maybe we'll leave out one of the Samanim. V'armina Shuchayim Misa, Imchis Rachaz B'kol Samamaneha. And what do we say? We say it on Shabbos morning. Right? If you leave one of the Samamanim out, Chayim Misa. So therefore, say it carefully. The Ramah continues, Lachain Noagu Shalom Lomer B'chol. The Ramah says, and that's why some places don't say it during the week, because they're rushing out of shul. On Shabbos, you're relaxing. But they're hurrying to work, and therefore it's better to skip the whole thing than to say it. That's the Ramah. Says the Mishnah Berura. Beis Yosef is fakpik, but Beis Yosef is not sure. Talo ein misa elabak torah v'lo ba'amira. Come on. There's a chiyah misa by skipping. You're just saying it. It's ke'ilu, but it's not the actual haktara. V'od ein misa elabemezid. Not doing it on purpose. Therefore, he quotes from the Magen Avraham. The Medakta can say it every day, right? And that is, of course, the minog of Eretz Yisrael to say Pita Maktoris every day. And Nusach Svard in Chutz La'aretz, but not Nusach Ashkenaz. V'yesh Yerkasvu Dozer Shai Ein Omer Rak B'Shabbes Ein Margalo B'Pumayo Kol Kach Yom Rimitoch Asider. Maybe it works against them. Those who only say it on Shabbos don't know it as well, so they for sure have to say it with a sitter even on Shabbos, because you have to make sure to be careful with that. The not to do a mitzvah because it's dangerous, right? You might say, so say it, then don't rush out, right? Okay, skip it because it's worse. Now, it reminds us a little bit of that Tosfos and Ksubis. Tosfos and Ksubis at the end of Ksubis, right? The Tosfos says for Reb Chaim Cohen, famous Reb Chaim Cohen. He says, right? Eino, right? The Mishnah there that talks about the Mishnah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Eino noeg bizman hazeh. Deika sakonas drachim. Number one. So that they were living in the middle of the Crusades, right? So, oh, it's a sakana, right? Number one, that's not so clear. But then Hayomer Reb Chaim Cohen, Da'achshav eino mitzvah ladur be'eretz Yisrael, ki yesh kama mitzvah satulias ba'aretz, v'kama onshin, de'in oni yicholon lizor bohem v'lamod aleihem. There's issues of tevel and isurim of mitzvah satulias ba'aretz. We don't know all the halachas so well, so we can't go there because we're going to mess up and it's dangerous there. So first of all, the Maharit says, there must have been a mistaken student that wrote this Tosfos because it totally does not fit into Judaism and halacha. What does that mean? It's hard. It's hard to keep kosher. So you know what? What do you mean? So you learn the halachas and you keep kosher, right? A Shabbos is hard. So you learn not to put yourself into the situation. So the Pesachei Teshuva on Eben Ezra quotes the Maharit. Let's say very difficult to understand. Yesh kam mitzvah tzliyim ba'aretz because of it. And also number two, what does Yishev Eretz Yisrael have to do with mitzvah tzliyim ba'aretz? So you'll be careful and you only buy things with hashgacha. Baruch Hashem, we live in times where there's hashgachas and one can be careful. But anyways, that's also in this idea of not doing a mitzvah because it might be somewhat dangerous to stay away from it, like not reading the Torahs. That's what the Mefarshim say. You can read the Torahs and just be careful. Again, we should go by the minhag. The minhag in Chutz La'aretz of Ashkenaz is not to say it, so we don't say it. But minhag of Eretz Yisrael is to say it every day, because that is the, that is the minhag. And also the Berchas Kohanim. Also interesting. Berchas Kohanim. By the three different reasons that the Ramah gives about no Berchas Kohanim in Chutz La'aretz. Because people aren't besimcha in Chutz La'aretz. They're not besimcha. Only in Eretz Yisrael they are besimcha. There's a certain type of simcha being in the palace of the king. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And we will continue next time with Daf Lamed.